You don't have to stay poor the rest of your life. There are things you can do right now. Visit us at www.nextstepcoaching.mysite.com to learn about living now with passive income. You won't regret it.
Caused to suffer for no reason whatsoever, And the worst part of it is that they'll have to face that kind self, that gentle self, that loving self that has been trapped within, behind the bars, the self that has had to suffer, seeing and hearing and feeling this body doing horrible atrocities with no power to stop it. And so they turn their focus onto external things, turning the light of awareness outside and using the mind and creativity to manipulate, oppress, to twist and warp people, to break their wills, to turn loving and kind, accommodating people into monsters who will kill, rape, hate, and despise in the name of doing good. That name can come as a god, a goddess, a principle, an understanding. Whatever it comes out as is a basic idol that people project onto to once again avoid the fact that they are horrible, worthless beings. Not because they were born that way, or because someone else made them that way, because they chose that path and used their imagination and creative energy to create a duplicitous, moronic, inept person who is more clever than intelligent. That, my friends, is the world in which we live. That's the world we struggle in to find truth and justice and to find love. Sometimes it's hard. Sometimes we get pressed down. Sometimes we become downhearted and downtrodden as we look for the truth and try to find the truth. We wonder if it's worth it trying to hold on, trying to struggle, trying to create a world that is beautiful. During times like these, though, it is necessary to remember that we are working in order to create a world that is beautiful, not for those who hate and despise, but for those who are like us, seeking love, seeking to bring the light into the world, seeking justice, seeking to create a pluralistic world where there are many societies, many all living different ways, but all of them being centered around justice and equality with open borders, so one can vote about where they want to live and what culture they want to have with their feet. We don't have that now. We have small groups of people in leadership forcing us to live a certain way, and if we go too far out of that way, we find our freedom taken. We're locked up in prisons or put on blacklists so that we can't get good jobs. Some people in the past, like Paul Robeson, even had his passport stolen, so he couldn't even make a living in another country. Muhammad Ali had his license taken, so he couldn't make a living as a boxer. Eugene Debs, because he was against going into World War I, was thrown in prison. We find many such cases like that, which we don't really want to talk about much, and some of the most evil of our leadership want to ban history about these atrocities that he and his relatives, his spiritual relatives, have committed and continue to commit. We are not here for those people. Those people described as people cursed since the foundation of the earth. As people who are like trees that don't bear fruit, with the roots dead. Or like beautiful clouds over the desert, which don't give rain. The blemishes in your love feast, the children of perdition. And we nowadays, probably for the first time in my lifetime, actually get a chance to see the children of perdition and to see how they behave real time in social media, in corporate media, standing in the halls of Congress and in all the state houses. People who are condemned because of the choices they made, who fill their hearts with hate and loathing and don't know anything about empathy, compassion, and love. They have sold their souls, their humanity, for material things. And the only love that they have, and the only love affair that they have, is with material things. With cash, with dollars, with large houses. With economically enslaved people who they can tell what to do. These are the children of perdition. If you would have asked me if such things existed several years ago as a universalist, I would have said they didn't. But as a person who has eyes to see and who has a brain to reason, and with a belief system that is based in reality, one cannot deny that such things, because I don't even call them people anymore, exist. They are like mechanistic bodies or computers with flawed programs running, disguised as human beings, because you see, if they were computers, at least they'd be logical. And they'd be working to make a better world, but these are illogical. They do things against their best interest and our best interest. But that is what we are trapped with now, and a very large percentage of this country falls into that. And when I mean this country, I'm talking about the United States. And so we either turn this back so that we and our children's children can begin to live decent lives, or we go forward into a nuclear war and the destruction of all that is loving, all that is beautiful, and all that is kind on this earth. That is a choice that we human beings, the choice makers, have to make. Those evil people can't make choices. That's why they behave the way that they do. But we can. So let us take authority over all of the fake religious people, people with the fake doctrines, all of the religions that carry the message of hatred and violence against everyone that is the other. It's time for all of those things to be dashed upon the stones and for us to have a new birth of freedom rooted in the grace of divinity and the sacredness of the earth, rooted in truth and justice and knowledge instead of ignorance and twisted words, rooted in what people call divinity or God or goddess or creator or the great spirit. The name doesn't matter. What or who the thing is what matters. It's time to get past the names and get past the labels that have been given to that which cannot be described and forced onto other people. A name that has been given, and people who chose another one have been beaten, killed, and murdered and forced to take on the name that they didn't give themselves. It's time to get rid of that. Turn it back. Set the captives free so that we can interact with the divine in any way that we can that does not abuse others or begin to destroy this, our Mother Earth. Namaste.